eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness. There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society.
BBSRadio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm laughing right now, folks, because I just got done doing an interview with my friend out in Washington State, Caleb Colliar. And just a super cool guy, but it went on. It was only supposed to be a half hour interview, but I went on for an hour and a half. And I told him, I said, guy, we can keep going if you want to. But I just had some of my adjustments fall out of place, so I had to fix those. So that's why there was no sound for the first 15 seconds. So forgive me. Plus, my Scarlett was out, so I put that back into place. Just wanted to let you know. Really quick, I want to high-five our affiliates guy out of St. Petersburg, Florida, Mr. Joe Spera. Just got four radio stations. We're on KTOX 1340 AM. That's in Needles, California. Welcome. We appreciate your trust. Just picked up KTPI, 1340 AM. That's Mojave, again, California. Same call letters and numbers. It's a different radio affiliation, though. We appreciate your trust. KLXX, 1270 AM. Bismarck, North Dakota. Totally appreciate your trust. We have KEYS, 1440 AM, 98.7 FM as well. And Corpus Christi, Texas. So you people in California, twice over, on top of what we have out there, there's no reason why you don't pull us into your community. Do an event. Bismarck, North Dakota, would love to do something in Bismarck. Corpus Christi, we got two radio stations there on top of what we have. Love to do an event there. If you'd like to do that, now's the time to do that. We're in a three-month window. Next week, we're going to be in Florida doing a couple events in the Panhandle area, and then we're going to be going up to St. Petersburg. So we're literally covering that state. And if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Just wanted to give a shout-out to our affiliates guy once again, Joe Spera. Doing a great job, and we totally appreciate your efforts on so many different fronts. Folks, there's a lot to cover today. I mean, just a tremendous amount to cover. So we need to just get to the basics of what's going on here and begin. And I want to begin by showing you what's going on with the Vatican. I mean, folks, this guy, and I'm sure all of you good Catholics that have taken the time to read the Word of God, you know all this is unscriptural nonsense. And you know heresy when you see heresy. Read 1 Timothy 4:1. And what am I talking about? You guys have an individual that has literally assailed everything to do with Christianity. And I'm saying that on so many fronts. He's entertaining sodomites. Same thing, by the way, the politicians are doing worldwide simultaneously, which should prove the point that he is nothing but a political pawn. He calls himself the vicar of Christ, but I'm here to tell you, when you read that in the book of Matthew, you got to understand that Jesus is the only vicar, and that is the mediator. His name is Jesus Christ, and there's only one name under heaven. And I'm talking about 1 Timothy 2:5, and I'm also talking about none other than Acts 4:12. And the reason I'm bringing that up, because on so many fronts, the good Catholics throughout the United States they're setting up websites, and I brought this up a couple times. But they're setting up websites right now just saying that this guy is a heretic, he's a Jesuit, he's a devil incarnate is what he is. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because if you're paying attention, you see how he's assailing Jesus Christ. He's assailing the Word of God. He's blasphemed heaven time and time again. And he's sowing some seeds, man, of eternal damnation. Read James 3:1. You'll receive the greater damnation when you claim to be a teacher of God's word, number one. And number two, God is not mocked. Well, we use that a lot, but this is a prime example of what I'm talking about. You're going to reap what you sow because it rains on the just and the unjust. If you sow good seed, you're going to reap good seed. But that's good defined out to be by the Spirit and the Holy Spirit of the living God. And you'll reap what? Everlasting life. But if you sow to the flesh, which is the works of the flesh, you're going to reap what? You're going to reap everlasting destruction, and you're going to reap corruption. And that's, again, what this guy's doing. I'm trying to get to a point, and I want to show it to you. This Pope, Pope Francis, if he's not attacking the same things the politicians are attacking, he's talking about real Christians wouldn't have guns. Yet if you see him in some sort of procession, he has how many armed guards around him, just like the politicians? Well, his new thing here, friends, is he's demanding God to remove walls surrounding heaven. I can't make this up. I mean, what defines heresy if you don't understand what heresy is? That's all he is a political pawn, and it goes directly back to 1 Kings 13:33. And again, all the good Catholic people falling to the umbrella of the Christian faith, listen to what I'm emphasizing here, to the Christian faith, are calling him out. You have to pay attention to what's going on here, because this is craziness. And again, this is blasphemy. But the Pope demanding God to remove walls surrounding heaven? I mean, is he kidding? Even if he was, I would love to get to his ear and tell him you're playing a very dangerous game. That's not a game you want to play. You're dealing with your eternal damnation. If it wasn't true, Mr. Pope, then I got a question for you. Then who are you at war with? It's like a set of atheists. He said he doesn't believe in God, right? But yet he spends his whole life doing what? Warring against God, trying to raise up people that don't believe in God and hate God. I mean, my goodness, how many of these well-known atheists throughout history on their deathbeds say, oh, something's very wrong? Or eyewitnesses saying, like the guy that they made his house, a place where they republish Bibles and recreate Bibles. And I'm thinking about what his midwife said. She said, you know, his housewife, she said to him and to others that it was like watching a man fall into hell. All on his own. And it's like, it's insane, again, what people put up with. But here, I just want to show you that atheists, they spend their whole lives trying to tell you not to believe in God, but yet their whole lives are waged against warring against him and who they say they don't believe. And the Bible says the devils even believe and tremble. I mean, are they stupider than the devils? Apparently so, because the Bible tells us in Psalm 14:1 that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Well, this is acting out your enmity towards God. The carnal man warring against the things of the Spirit. This is a prime example of what you're seeing from the Pope. It's interesting that he says he's demanding God to remove the walls from the from heaven. Did you guys see the Vatican? He's got walls around the Vatican. If people would just pay attention to the details, they're going to understand what they're dealing with. Big time. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello. This is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed just before the start of NRB.
Register at christianmediaconference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to get to predictive programming here in just a moment. Want to let you know, I was trying to play catch-up during that first segment. Forgive me. Just did an interview right before I got on the radio there. But if you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, I got stuff to show you, and I'm going to show you right now. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platform. Subscribe to that page. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Let me just show you what you may have not seen during the first segment or the end of the last first segment. I was highlighting the fact that Pope Francis is demanding. Folks, again, I can't even make this up. I mean, the book of Job, it talks about who are you to give counsel to the Lord. Look at this, whatever you want to call him. Pope Francis demands God remove walls surrounding heaven. Wow. Whoa. I just got done reading the book of Jeremiah, and I'm telling you what, when he starts giving the characteristics of a prideful nation that he judges, this goes beyond that. I just want to know, I just want you to know that what is happening here is this heretic is defining, folks, what heresy is. He's also daring the justice of God. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And that's what this heretic is doing. And again, the good Catholics are going right along with it, and they're calling them out as well. Now, you other good Catholics that call yourselves Christians, we should be calling ourselves Christians, not any denomination, right? 1 Corinthians 1:10. But the point is you should be calling them out as well, because this, again, is heresy. They're feeding a new generation of nothing but indoctrination and heresies. And I'm talking about the world and in the church of America today. And don't allow this kind of stuff to go on, friends. This guy is a political appointee. He's a political figure. He's doing everything the politicians worldwide are doing. They're calling for a new world order. The Pope does the same thing. They're calling for the removal of guns in countries. The Pope says the same thing. Now they have an immigration issue, namely in America. We're saying boot them out of here. What does the Pope do? He stands up and speaks out against it. Folks, don't act like Donald Trump is actually there doing the right thing and he didn't know that this wasn't all pre-planned, because it was your federal and your state governments that were illegally and treasonously alluring them in to this country in the first place. Again, Luke 22:48, read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. Let me show you his hypocrisy. If you can see social media platforms right now, that's all well and good, but if not, I'll paint the picture. I have a picture in front of me right now of the walls around the Vatican. There's nothing but walls around the Vatican. And this guy has the audacity to sit there and say that he's going to demand God to do anything. Oh, okay, guy, you want to go ahead and play that game. You're playing that game, and that is not one I'd be playing with anybody, especially the King of Heaven. And there would be absolutely no reason why anybody would do that in the first place. But again, friends, they're doing this. This morning, going to the next point, I told you this anti-Semitism bill, it's aimed at protecting Trump's Zionist friends, okay? And I'm not going to go through this whole thing. I did an article, I did a show on this a couple times. But the fact of the matter is Trump converted to Judaism in 2017, showed you the video, nothing, they're not hiding anything. All of his cabinet members are all along with this. The evangelicals in the American church today, as they call it, the Church of Christ. It's not the Church of Christ. It's the Church of Man, because that's what it's become. And what's interesting, friends, is the fact that nobody supports the Zionists more than the evangelicals in America that aided Donald Trump to go back into the People's White House in the first place. And what I had said, this anti-Semitism bill is aimed at Christians in order to defend those that are attacking Christians. And of course, people, Bradley, come on, dude, he's a Christian. No, he does the opposite of what Christians do. Okay, for the record, 281-845-4704. If you want to go ahead and test your steel, go ahead. I'd love to hear from you. Jude 3 and 4, we're to contend for the faith. Please give me a call. Call me out in front of everybody so they know the truth of the matter when it comes to Donald Trump. Okay, 281-845-4704. I seen this meme today, and this meme says, it's from Christopher Hall. Zero drag queens have been arrested in Tennessee this year for raping or sexually abusing children. Yet in Tennessee alone, over 30 faith leaders have been arrested. And it goes back to what I've always said, just like I said it again. See this ministry right here, because we hold to the Word of God and we have discerning of spirits by the Holy Ghost, because He promised us that we might not serve dumb idols. That's why He gave us those gifts, 1 Corinthians 12. It's interesting that nobody listens until it happens. Oh, and there's more until it happens on this show today. But it is aimed at Christians. You can mark my words that this anti-Semitism bill that's been signed and been given over to the Department of Injustice to prosecute anti-Semitism in colleges, say they, is there to defend his Zionist friends. That's what it's there for. And this proves the point once again. Who's under attack? I wrote out this morning, I said, Donald Trump, I'm still waiting for that executive order to prosecute all of those that have murdered America's children, Proverbs 6:17. I put in another post this morning, Mr. President, still waiting for that executive order for you to enforce the laws against sodomy. I put another one in, and another one in, and another one in, and another one in, asking him to fulfill his promises, bringing forth the executive order to round up all of the swamp as he sold to the American people his first criminal tenure. And did he do it? Absolutely not. Just the opposite. If he did it, you wouldn't have had to deal with what you just had to deal with over the last 4 years. Okay? And yet he says he can do whatever he wants with the Department of Justice. Well, guess what he's using? He's using it for what? Those that he works for, to protect his Zionist buddies. That's what it's used for. Mark my words. And if people would simply make distinction again between the Jews of the Lord, the Israel of God, and those of the synagogue of Satan, that's all you have to do is look at the fruit, friends, because it is to the extreme when it comes to the corrupt. It is to the extreme, to say the least. Making the next point, nothing to see here, friends. Poisoning the skies again. This is Ohio. If you haven't seen this, this is more of that smart dust that's being dropped down on the cities. All across the country, people are seeing this, and they're saying we've never seen it before. Well, if you look up, you'll see them spraying down chemicals, Deuteronomy 28:24. And the other thing is, friends, they're also, and we highlighted this, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, where they're actually on government websites where they're actually showing you that they're spraying upward concerning chemicals into the clouds. They're spraying them into the clouds now from the ground up, okay? I know people didn't want to hear about that. Well, it doesn't matter if you want to hear about it or not. That's, in fact, what is happening in your country right now. There's several other things I wanted to show you here, and I might just tee it up with this, but I did want to show you who's under attack here. You guys are understanding that, along with what I just said, how they're creating these crises. Here is the madman again, Bill Gates. He's a criminal that should be dealt with by the people on a worldwide basis. And I'm saying that for the very purpose. You see what's happened over the last 4 years. And because, again, he hasn't been dealt with, he's reassailing himself to go ahead and attack, again, people on a worldwide basis. They're creating cloud whitening trials, a dangerous experiment. folks, the price that's going to be paid is always going to be on the innocent if you don't deal with the guilty, okay? It's always the innocent are always the ones that are going to be paying for the crimes of the guilty if you don't deal with them. Just in passing, vaccines versus diseases, they're still talking about what they're going to do the second round. I want you to see this, folks. It has all the disease on the left. Much of it's man-made, more of it than not. And it's showing you the death rate on the right side. We're also seeing autism on the rise again. You know who's responsible for that, friends. Don't sit there and play stupid like you don't know exactly who's responsible for what's going on. We're talking about the likes of Bill Gates. We're talking about Anthony Fauci. We're talking about all these big pharma companies and these agencies they've created in the process. And I know a lot of people, they just didn't want to hear Bradley back in, what was it? Here, let me go ahead and look at that date just to be very specific about it. The vision and dream that I had, and I never share them, but I felt that I had to share this one, was in April of 2020, I wrote an article called Visions and Dreams of Tornadoes, and it was the first one I published just to let the people at large know exactly what was going on. It was written on Monday, April 27th, 2020. And the vision was, and again, I'm not trying to claim anything, friends, but I am telling you, when I get it, I got it, and you're going to get it, too. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Again, we'll be right back.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Wanted to let you know as well, friends, if you want to go online and check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, your orders will be sent out tomorrow morning. You'll get them within 2 to 3 days, no matter where you're at, pretty much. The USPS says 3 to 5 days, but we say 2 to 3. Again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, consider keeping us out there, because without you, we cannot stay out there. Just, again, so you all know. During the first segment, I was talking about Voltaire, by the way. Just wanted to make clear, going back to the first segment, and I was talking about the guy on his deathbed and his housewife, midwife, whatever you want to call it. And I know a midwife is one that delivers babies, but his housewife was there and she witnessed his death. Later on, after the death of Voltaire, who spent his whole life warring against God, the lady said it was like watching a man go into the flames of hell. Also, after his death, the very house in which Voltaire once lived in and wrote in was used by the Evangelical Society of Geneva as a storehouse for Bibles and gospel tracts, and the printing presses he used to print his irreverent works was used to print Bibles. The Lord will always have his last word, folks, and he doesn't do that to mock. He does that to show you who's in control and who's in charge. He will get the last word, and he always does get the last word. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Would love for someone to contend with me on the information that we ever give on this show. And this is just one of those topics right now where I'd love for someone to actually go ahead and test their steel concerning what it is that we're talking about. What I was highlighting during the end of the last break was the fact that I wrote an article many years ago, it was 4 years ago, April 2020, and it was the 27th of that day, or that month. I'm pulling it up right now. Do forgive me. And when I pulled that up, it was, again, April 27th of 2020 that I gave people something that the Lord had given me. And I'm not one of those guys that doesn't take this seriously. I take it very serious. And I know that when I get something from the Lord, I got it. And I'm here to tell you, I got it. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to get it if you don't listen. And the reason I'm telling you that is because I know where this came from. It was visions and dreams of tornadoes and tsunamis. And what would happen is the first one, and I can still see it as I'm telling you right now, what happened is I seen waves come in, and I seen the first one come in, and it just went up on the shore. And I can see another one right behind it. It was a little bit bigger. That wave was. And then I seen another one behind that one. And I knew instinctively that if the people didn't stop up concerning what was going on, concerning that tsunami for the second wave, the third wave was going to come in and destroy them. I shared that in 2020. Okay. And it contradicts here. Let me say this, and I'll stand by myself on this one. And the Lord bearing witness to the truth of the matter. Contrary to what all of the false prophets have told you. I said, in contrast to what all the false prophets have told you, I'm telling you, this is where we're at. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I don't know if people are aware of what's going on here, because everybody's so taken right now with all the good things Donald Trump is doing. Now, by the way, where Donald does good concerning the Constitution, I'll stand with them. But where he does wrong, I'm going to stand against him. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. That's your job. Christian, you're to be the light that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11. That's your job. Common sense comes into play and says, defend yourself from what's going on here. Because all of that good news that was preset up on the shelf to be used until they needed it, just like they just got done doing, and how the media is talking about all the good things that he's doing right now, that's all a distraction from what in fact he is doing. What am I talking about? Here, I'm just going to give a little pause there till people get caught up. What am I talking about? Did you know that Franklin Graham, remember when I was exposing Franklin Graham for defending the government that murders babies unconstitutionally and illegally, waging war against God, Micah 3:5? Do you remember when I told you about that last week with Franklin Graham? He's nothing but controlled opposition. He's a gatekeeper. He's there set up as a standard that he is the example of Jesus Christ, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Again, go to 1 Kings 13:33, read it for yourself, do your own homework, and also check out the fruit that creep bears and his dad. Okay, now why am I saying that? Because did you know that Franklin Graham said during that interview when he was defending Trump, saying it's not his priority to stop abortion? Wait a second, that's not what he told the people. Matter of fact, that's what he told the people during the first round, right? Isn't that what he sold to the people? Yeah, it was. And did he do it? No. He gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood than even Barack Hussein Obama did. He did the opposite, just like I told you, Isaiah 5:20, okay? Now, when it comes to this issue, you got to remember Franklin Graham said it's the golden age. Has anybody been taking note that all of the said propped up leaders by the powers that are tolerated worldwide, have you noticed they're all using the same vernacular? Yep, they are. And who's bringing in the golden age? Donald Trump. Boy, history doesn't change, does it? No, absolutely not. Here, I want you to see this. I don't know that you've seen it, but you're going to see it right now. You want to talk about the second wave coming in, folks?
Extraordinary size and scale of the U.S. government and the business it does with companies should create value for American citizens.
Trump to buy $2 billion of doses.
Maybe
of
we
vaccines.
Should have some warrants and some equity in these companies and have
this was
that
yesterday.
Grow for the help of the American
You guys
people.
Want to so understand what a second wave is,
together,
folks?
I think we'll
it's
create,
here.
Scott and I will create
it's
an amazing
here.
Sovereign wealth fund for you, sir.
Okay.
So other countries have sovereign.
Okay, so again,
extraordinary
just,
size
just
and
bringing
scale
you back to
US.
What you're being diverted from. Well, you're being diverted from all of those good things that Donald Trump is doing. This is what they're not telling you. Listen to me carefully. I've told you this out of love, and I'm indignant about it. I told you there was going to be a second wave coming in. I can feel it right now. I'm talking about the anointing. Isaiah 10:27. Yeah, confirming. I can feel it right now. If it's not stopped now, other countries are in protest while America is asleep concerning what's coming from the People's White House right now. Somebody want to tell me this? Because this is what I would ask the Secret Service or the Department of Justice when they come to my door. The first thing I'd ask is, can you show me where he had constitutional authority to do any of that? Where did he get the money to go ahead and buy 2 billion doses bought from Moderna, Pfizer, Lucitrust? Look at the words, L-U-C, right? Anybody paying attention to what's going on? Bill Gates is behind this. Donald Trump appoints him to a cabinet to do what? For one of his programs. The guy said he wanted to depopulate. He's guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. You can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. John 8:44. He said it, and they did it. Not to the degree that they wanted to, but now they're doing it again. This is the second wave, folks. This is the second wave. And if you don't stop it, the third one's going to come in. Let it be written for history and for our posterity. If the American people don't put a stop to this right now, that third wave, you can go ahead and mark my words. it's going to come in and it's going to destroy everything in its past because they're already trying to enforce it right now. One guy said not only is he buying 2 billion poison jabs, he said insane, but now he's bragging about creating public-private partnerships locally to do so. Boy, I'll tell you what, some of those doctors saying that they're out to get you, they're really out to get you, folks. They're really out to get you. And you can say I'm sensationalizing or I'm being incendiary. No, I'm not. I'm not as stupid as they want me to be. And I know you're not as well, folks. And that's why you need to wake up to the dangers of what is happening right now, Amos 6:3. I told you yesterday, for the record, Moderna CEO confessed to the COVID-19 vaccine, as they call it, 2 years before the virus was released to the world. It's all pre-planned. Does anybody get this? And again, I'm not talking down. It's frustrating trying to get people to wake up before it's too late. I want to show you this one as well. This guy just came out, and we've seen him before. He's on the Shannon Joy Show, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say before the next break.
Only allowed to offer you expensive drugs, expensive chemotherapy, expensive immunotherapy, sometimes costing tens of or hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I can tell you, these mRNA cancer vaccines, which they're going to be pushing, that Moderna is working on already with phase 3 trials in the UK and Australia, these mRNA cancer vaccines, you know what the cost is attached to these things? It's about $500,000 per treatment.
Yeah, the price of your house.
And they're going to be calling it a cancer cure. Yep. They'll probably be combining it with some established cancer drugs just to make the mRNA look better or probably make it look like it works, because I don't think it does work.
Wow.
In all the clinical trials that I've seen so far, they're talking about 10% improvement or 20% improvement. This stuff doesn't work. So they're going to try to polish it up to make it look like it works, and they're going to attach a $500,000 price tag to it.
And this is an mRNA platform in a cancer vaccine to treat the turbo cancers
that they're creating,
created by mRNA platform vaccine that was rolled out during COVID.
Yeah, did you hear that, folks? The very disease that they created, they're rolling out the cure for the disease that they created. Do you guys all know who Bayer is? And you guys all know who Monsanto is, right? I mean, people have known that Monsanto's been evil for generations. Same thing with Bayer. But did you know that Monsanto spraying your crops is creating a cancer and sicknesses, a variation of disease? Did you know that Bayer and Monsanto are working together? You know what Bayer's doing? They're coming in with the resolve to cure the very disease and cancers that Monsanto's creating. If you can understand what I just said, you'll understand exactly what this fascist state's doing right now. If you can understand what I just said, they create the problem. Then they play the problem solver. But guess what? You pay for it. Folks, they're going to bankrupt you by what they're creating right now if it's not stopped. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Got another segment we're going to come back to. Predictive programming. This is going to blow you
away.
Every
time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected,
fought for,
and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
So ancient, again, one more time, Sons of Liberty Media.com, before it's news.com, 281-845-4704. Hey, folks, it's not time to be silent. This show doesn't teach you to be silent. 281-845-4704. Ancient predictive programming. This has been going on for a long time. It refers to the idea that historical texts, myths, and prophecies from ancient civilizations can be interpreted as containing coded messages or symbolic representations of future events. Let me just say this. It's predictive and it's pre-planned because it is conspiratorial. Jeremiah 11:9. Do a commentary search on Jeremiah 11:9 with Matthew Henry. He will tell you exactly what you're seeing today. And that guy didn't even believe in the gifts of prophecy. And yet he was used in them. Isn't that crazy? Predictive programming, it's psychological manipulation. They want you to believe that they have absolute control. Hey, folks, the only people that have control over you are the ones that you let have control over you. It is also predictive programming by subtly preparing societies for potential future happenings through storytelling and culture narratives. A lot of these said movies coming out of Hollywood right now, if you're seeing the trailers on these news feeds, it's interesting. It's all about preparing for civil war. Nobody's been creating domestic insurrection more so than corruption in the halls of government and the mainstream media. Owned and operated by the same people. And you know who they are. You know who the bad guys are. I don't need to tell you that. We don't have to have a whole show identifying who they are and all the repeat crimes that they've committed. You already know who they are. And if you're not going to deal with them, this is what they're going to do again. Okay? So with that, it's called predictive programming. Now, I want you to see this because this just came out. Melissa May just reported, ritual, you think so? Everything every day has already been written. It's not all of it, friends, but when you're under the judgments of God, it seems like it, right? But do you see the picture up here? It's a picture of an airliner hitting a helicopter. The Simpsons do it again. I told Caleb Collier during the interview today, I said, we used to have a paper here in Minneapolis called City Pages. It's no longer here. Again, they wanted to test their steel, and the Lord showed them, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm, because if you do, this is what's going to happen to you. They're no longer around. But for years, folks, the things they promoted were abominable. But for years, on the back of that City Pages, they had something called Life in Hell. It's become something called Bart Simpson. Okay, I'm going to show you a video here in just a moment, but I want you to see this first, okay? Did you see this? They need military and crash survivor role players. Just like crisis role players. That's why you're seeing in many of these crises that are created, school shootings and so on and so forth, you keep seeing the same role players and crisis actors at each one of these scenes. That's been proven 1,000 times.
It's the same, by the way, in parallel, in part, so you know politicians have doubles, right? Body doubles. You can go on Wikipedia and I'll talk about all of the political heads that have had body doubles. I'm trying to figure out which one hasn't. Okay? So this isn't like weird. But do you remember even during Clinton and Obama, their criminal tenures? Do you remember when they were putting ads on Craigslist trying to get people to sit down for $50 an hour to come into the arena where Clinton and Obama were going to be at? They couldn't leave. They couldn't do anything but sit there for, I think it was a 3-hour duration. They caught them online. So it's all bought and paid for, because what they want to do is they want to convey to you that they have the support, but you didn't know they were using your money to buy crisis actors or fake supporters for their presidential campaigns, and they never had it. Again, what are we finding? Same thing, different way. Need military and crash survivor role players. Well, let's go over to the helicopter right away. And by the way, with this whole thing, this whole scenario, this whole helicopter going into the said airliner, I mean, have you seen the pictures of the kids that were on that plane? Absolutely senseless. Whoever is behind this and the people in this country need to get behind this and find out who's responsible for what we just seen. I was contemplating, boy, I wonder if that could have accidentally been done. I wasn't getting anything on it in the sense of discernment. I just kind of sat back on this one until I seen that picture. And I thought, here we go again. Well, because some people will say, Bradley, that is just, they're just guessing. No, they're really not. Now, hang on. I want to show you this so you can understand. Let's go off on this first, and then I'll get to the videos showing you how accurate the Simpsons have been for decades.
This optimally piloted autonomous Black Hawk.
It's a video of a woman talking about remote-controlled Black Hawk helicopters.
The answer is a resounding yes, we're going to.
So they're actually flying Black Hawk helicopters. Sorry for the music, but it's a part of their video.
And this is going to simulate contested logistics operations where we would have a ground crew hooking up a swing load to the aircraft.
And this aircraft is holding position remarkably well.
So they're literally, just for the record, they're literally using these helicopters by remote control. They're doing it by drone, so how could that be a surprise to anybody? Now let me get over to what everybody wants to see. The ultimate accurate Simpsons predictions compilation. I want to let you know that these predictions, this predictive programming that's been done by the Simpsons, has been spot on, even taking pictures before the pictures were taken to a T. This video that I'm going to show you right now goes on for 42 minutes. It's irrefutable that this is predictive programming. You know, what I see concerning what just happened there in D.C., it's just another distraction, just another something for people to be talking about. And then we had another, by the way, then we had another airplane crash in Philadelphia. And then the next day after that one, there was another airplane crash. Anybody seeing all that weird stuff going on with airplanes? Isn't that bizarre? Weren't we during the crisis told that they were going to hire second-rate mechanics? That they were going to hire second-rate pilots, and the list goes on? Yeah, see, that's how they get away with it, because of the people's short-term memories, okay? Well, I want to show you what you may have not seen, and I'm going to play this for the next 4 minutes to show you the accuracy of Simpsons predictions compilations, and you tell me that this is a theory.
One show that knew everything was coming all along. By now, we all know that the writers of The Simpsons are a bunch of mystics, eerily getting seemingly hundreds of things right over its long run. But some of the things that have been featured
on the show feel oddly specific to
2020. While these are usually just jokes or asides, they are all the way too real now. In this video, we'll be looking at some of the scariest predictions The Simpsons made, including global pandemics, video game hype, and even bankruptcies. These are some of the craziest pieces of fiction that came to life. Let's start with the obvious one, President Trump. By now, everyone with an internet connection knows that long before President Trump ran for office, The Simpsons called it. The episode in question, Bart to the Future, aired back in 2000, which is 20 years ago, and makes me feel very old. It shows Bart and Lisa in the future, with Bart being a slacker while Lisa is president of the US. While Lisa is the first female US president in the episode, they do make a reference to her predecessor.
As you know, we've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump.
President Trump may have been elected back in 2016, with 2020 potentially being his last year in office, but it is definitely a line that is extremely relevant in 2020. When asked about the line, writer and consulting producer Dan Greeny couldn't remember who initially pitched it or how it arose, but said how the show embraced American culture and how...
Don't forget that the CIA has a hand in all of the things that are made in Hollywood, television, so on and so forth, and they've been there for years concerning the Mockingbird media. About 2 weeks ago, I had showed you that they have a movie list and all these movies that they've made. They were the ones that actually helped write those movies. And this is coming out of the Pentagon so that you might know.
Trump was a part of that. But we all secretly know they have a time machine or a TARDIS or something in the writing room, but they just refuse to tell us. The show also makes reference to Ivanka Trump running for office, but that isn't till 2028. Of course, we couldn't talk about 2020 without mentioning the pandemic that has ripped across the world, COVID-19. You might have heard about it. COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc on our society and change the way we operate for the foreseeable future. And if you asked anyone last year how they foresaw this year turning out, a lot of people wouldn't have suggested a global pandemic. I was personally looking forward to Disney World. But of course, the writers at Simpsons aren't the same as us mere mortals with them predicting a global pandemic. In the season 4 episode, Marge in Chains, the show predicts a global flu spreading across the world called Osaka Flu. And it is spread by a Japanese factory worker coughing into a package. The two don't share the same name, or even the same type of virus, and the Osaka Flu originated from Japan as opposed to the province of Wuhan, but there are some scary parallels between the two. As Springfield begins to panic, they desperately seek a cure, but in doing so, accidentally set off a chain of events which are also strangely similar to 2020.
Uh-oh.
As the residents of Springfield panic and go into a frenzy, they push over a truck, only to release a horde of killer bees. As you may know, earlier in the year, the Asian giant hornet, otherwise known as the much more sinister name, Murder Hornet.
We'll talk to you in 23, radio friends. If you want to check us out online, I'm going to play the duration of this video. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. We're going to continue on here, friends, because we're just getting into it.
We're spotted on the western coast of the United States, triggering a great deal of alarm. Not only does the sighting of murder hornets in the U.S. pose a threat to local wildlife, but let's face it, a creature that is known as a murder hornet is somewhat concerning. The threat seems to have been somewhat contained for now, but with the way 2020 is going, I am definitely sleeping with one eye open. The Simpsons may not have called them murder hornets, but to have killer bees in the same episode as a global pandemic is an ominous coincidence.
I'm cured! I mean, ouch!
In terms of 2020 predictions, the Marge in Chains episode is the gift that keeps on giving. As the title refers, Marge is arrested in the episode for accidentally stealing a bottle of bourbon and spends 30 days in prison. Marge's arrest leads to mass riots across Springfield. While the events are very, very different and the beats in the episode are purely satirical, the mass riots due to a controversial arrest have striking parallels to the justice riots taking place across not only the US, but the world. If the episode had just featured this arrest, then it may not have been enough to compare it to the riots of 2020. But with the inclusion of a global pandemic and killer bees, the coincidences are just too much to not include. A controversial statue in the episode of Marge in Chains is what leads to the riots, with Springfield Park Commission failing to raise enough money for an Abraham Lincoln statue, and instead going for a statue of Jimmy Carter.
He's history's greatest monster!
In fact, the episode ends with Springfield unveiling a Marge statue.
It's beautiful.
Which is the best statue you could make, but it actually turns out to be the Carter statue with Marge's hair. So pretty close, I guess. But there is another episode that refers to a controversial statue. In the episode The Telltale Head, Bart cuts off the head of the statue commemorating the town's founder, Jebediah Springfield. In an effort to be popular, Bart eventually returns the head and it is reattached to the statue. But for avid Simpsons watchers, you know the character of Jebediah is a controversial one. Lisa uncovers the truth that Jebediah is actually a literal silver-tongued pirate called Hans Sprungfield, who brawled with George Washington before assuming the name Jebediah Springfield, making him an imposter and false icon. However, Lisa decided to keep Springfield's identity as a secret as she noticed the good he brought out of the local residents. And while Bart didn't take down the head of the statue due to political agenda, like the episode Margin Chains, the taking down of controversial statues is eerily similar to what's happening today on the back of the Justice Riots. Another moment of clairvoyance from the Simpsons writers comes in the form of them predicting the fate of department store chain JCPenney's. In a 2006 episode of The Simpsons, we see the family at the mall looking at a desolate and derelict JCPenney's store, which in the episode had completely shut up shop. Flash forward 14 years and news coming out in May that the chain had filed for bankruptcy due to the financial implications of the coronavirus. Although it may not be as shocking of a prediction as it first appears, with the chain reportedly financially struggling for over a decade now, it may have been safe to guess that JCPenney's would close down. It also would be a safe bet that the Simpsons writers sold all their penny stocks. Hey yo.
Don't you have any follow-through on anything?
And that there will be several people on Wall Street calling them up to find out what other stocks they should buy or sell.
Woo! $25.
Or does that count as insider trading? Another huge effect of COVID-19 are workers leaving the office and working from remote locations. This means companies are becoming even more reliant on video conferencing, leading to platforms such as Zoom rising in popularity and usage, as well as close-ups of your colleague Suzanne while she repeatedly asks if you can hear her, as her cat meows in the background. But that's a very non-specific example. Anyways, video calling may be a commonplace technology now, with almost everyone having access to it, but it was something yet to be discovered in the 90s. But of course, The Simpsons predicted its rise all the way back in 1995. In the season 6 episode Lisa's Wedding, which flashes forward to Lisa's future, we see Lisa and Marge talking over a picture phone, something strikingly similar to Zoom and other video calling platforms. Another thing that episode predicts is World War III, but let's hope that doesn't happen. Another piece of technology that has become ever so popular during 2020 and the global pandemic is the rise of Animal Crossing. With most people stuck inside all day, the sales of Nintendo Switches skyrocketed, with them selling out quickly. I am still waiting to get mine, along with many Nintendo games. But the most prevalent game was by far the life simulation game Animal Crossing. With people unable to go out in the real world, fans took to the virtual world, and the game has been extremely popular since its release. And while The Simpsons may not have predicted the exact rise of Animal Crossing, they did predict the rise of these life simulation games, with an episode in 1998 referring to a game as Yard Work Simulator. Sounds familiar? While virtual gardening and farm games aren't exactly new, with the popularity of Farmville in the early 2010s, it does feel very relevant to today, with Animal Crossing being such a major part of the zeitgeist. But with VR becoming ever more popular, I would be very intrigued to take part
See
in a game
doing,
of Yard Work
they're
Simulator,
driving attention
while my
to
actual
their
yard
corporate
turns
buddy,
into a
so
mini
you buy
Mirkwood
their
from
stuff.
The Hobbit.
Once it's even initiated.
It is safe to say that the last two Star Wars, The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, respectively, have been somewhat controversial amongst its fanbase. But one Star Wars outing that has been, for the most part, universally loved is the Disney Plus original show The Mandalorian, which centers on Pedro Pascal's lone bounty hunter. While recent Star Wars entries in the Star Wars saga, including the prequels, have been accused of moving too far away from its roots, The Mandalorian pays homage to the westerns that inspired the original trilogy, with The Mandalorian centered on a western-style hero in the mold of Clint Eastwood or John Wayne. In particular, the former, who starred in Sergio Leone's masterful Dollars trilogy, a main inspiration for Star Wars. But for cinema aficionados, you would know that in turn, the Dollars trilogy is inspired by samurai culture and the works of Japanese legend auteur Akira Kurosawa. Kurosawa also directly inspired Star Wars, with Lucas taking the main story from Kurosawa's Hidden Fortress as inspiration for A New Hope. The Mandalorian goes back to these roots, and although Lucas isn't the direct creator, his influence is felt in the show. This return was predicted by The Simpsons when Randall Curtis, a parody of Lucas, announces he's going to return to his roots of lifting off samurai and western movies.
I'm going back to my roots. Plots and characters lifted from westerns and samurai films.
While The Mandalorian may have been released in 2019, with a second season underway and more similar Star Wars projects on the horizon, it is still highly relevant in 2020.
What?
to finish up, we end on a 2020 prediction The Simpsons got wrong. Dun dun dun. Well, maybe. In the episode Sunday, Cruddy Sunday, which aired back in 1999, The Simpsons predicted a team in red with jerseys that strongly resemble that of the San Francisco 49ers, winning the Super Bowl in Miami. As sports fans will know, the Niners took on the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Miami. Hey, folks, I got to just say this because even for everything they're talking about, my mind's just wandering. And we're talking about predictive programming, folks, for those that just joined us. But look at all the videos and all the players that used to be in the NFL. For decades, we've been told by those that are behind the scenes that football's completely rigged. Last week, I played a whole string of videos from these football players saying that when they went to boot camp, they spent more time on the scripts as to what was going to be played out for that season. They already knew who was going to win the Super Bowl. All of that's pre-planned. I had Shaq O'Neal on a video last week talking about how when he was initiated to this, he started noticing that people were getting rooms in Indiana, hotel rooms for the basketball team, and lo and behold, he didn't realize what they were talking about months before until he was in one of the hotel rooms where they were actually in the playoffs at the NBA. He said, I didn't understand what was going on. But was Shaq sorry about the fact that he was picked to be a part of the script? He said, no, he was grateful for it. So all of these football players, these baseball players, these boxers, folks, it's rigged. And they're telling you it's rigged, which tells us it's predictive programming once again. I even go back, you know, to what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, speaking of predictive programming, and how he said nothing happens until it's, you know, unless it's first planned concerning politics. I think about Johnson, Lady Bird Johnson, and his mistress came out after the assassination of John F. Kennedy and said the exact same things, and they knew exactly who it was that was behind the assassination. But Johnson came out, and it's written in paper concerning the author, Lady Bird, that told the world that Johnson said that SOB in 2 weeks, he's basically done. And 2 weeks later, after the assassination, she realized the severity of what he was saying. Same thing with his mistress. It's on video. We played the video. I also think of Aaron Russo. You all know who Aaron Russo is, Freedom to Fascism. Over and over again, he was liked by one of the Rockefellers. And what was interesting about him being liked by one of the Rockefellers wanted to hang out with him. And he was just kind of letting him in concerning the secrets of the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, so on and so forth. And he kept talking about an event, and he kept calling it the event. And this is all on video by Aaron Russo as well. And you can go online. It's easy to find, but he kept talking. He's not here, by the way. He died of cancer decades ago. But with that, he told the world that Rockefeller kept talking about an event. And he said he didn't know what the event was until after September 11th did he understand what the event was. So again, when I'm looking at this stuff, for anybody to sit there and try to refute any of this, you have to be kidding, because you have to understand that evil men throughout time have always done this. And what they want to do is they want to program you into believing they know exactly what's coming up. When in fact, that's not at all what's in the doing, friends. What's in the doing, what's in the works is what they're pre-planning. And what I'm showing you right now concerning predictive programming with The Simpsons, and I'll play a little bit more of this, it's also interesting the specificity that The Simpsons used concerning their time in making these episodes. And there's pictures. I started off with those that are just joining us right now, that an image just surfaced today of The Simpsons predicting what just happened here. And it has a helicopter driving into the side of an airliner. Same thing with Kobe Bryant. For those that didn't know, Simpsons predicted it. The death of Queen Elizabeth, they predicted it. The presidency of Donald Trump, they predicted it. The crisis, they predicted it. It's not that they're predicting it, friends. What you need to know, and what I shared with you last week, you can go on Wiki right now, and if they tell you the truth, you know it's got to be the truth, because they always try to conceal the truth. But what's interesting is the Pentagon has a budget, and that they are partakers with the movies that are being released on the populace. And you better bet your bottom dollar all of this as well, friends, has been pre-planned.
by yours truly. And again, it's coming from the Mockingbird Media, the CIA. And this is old information. This isn't brand new information. This may be old information to those that don't know the difference. But folks, I'm here to tell you right now, this is all being done by design. And so to suggest that this is theory, you have got to be a lunatic. Seriously. Because there is actual conspiracy being played out right now in the halls of government and within these agencies that are being created, developed, and funded to war against their political opposition in hopes of creating a new world order. It's also designed, by the way, this predictive programming, to confuse people so they don't know which way they're coming or going. Again, that's the importance of knowing the Word of God. Friends, we're supposed to be sound, right? No, I'm not confused. This stuff is easy to see, but what's terrible about it is the people just keep going along with it, and they act like it's not really happening when in fact it is. Let's watch some more of this.
Super Bowl 54. But unfortunately for Niners fans, the result was very different. With the Chiefs edging out the California outfit in the fourth quarter and taking the championship back to Kansas. However, for you astute viewers out there, you will have noticed that the Chiefs also wore red, while the Niners wore white at the Super Bowl. So maybe they did get it right after all.
The year 2020 had one unpredictable turn after another, at least from my perspective, but it seems like The Simpsons have managed to make a few predictions which actually ended up coming true. Did this famous cartoon family predict the COVID-19 pandemic? We'll let you know which scenarios they got right and which ones they missed, despite what you might have seen online.
Folks, if you have got something you want to add to this conversation, the phone lines are still going, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I will take your calls up.
Schmouth, this is not the way I like it. Anyway, speaking of the world being on fire, protesters took to the streets across the United States following the tragic loss of George Floyd. Protests broke out all across Minneapolis, which culminated with the police station
being set on fire. Paid provocateurs, mind
you. Naturally, tons of images of the protests and this incident in particular have been circulating on social media and occasionally accompanied by a screenshot of a specific Simpsons episode.
Okay, so there was a prime example.
Hello, Gutter,
the specifics.
Hello, Fatter, which tells the story of Homer bowling a perfect game and becoming a local celebrity, only to learn that fame isn't necessarily a good thing. But before Homer found himself in that wacky scenario, he was predictably late to work by an impressive 26 hours. In his mad dash to the nuclear power plant, he was pulled over by Chief Wiggum, and when asked where's the fire, he simply pointed to the police station engulfed in flames.
Yeah, same thing as the third precinct in Minneapolis. Yep, so there's a prime example of what I'm talking about right there. That was the third precinct in Minneapolis. That's the north side of Minneapolis. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. And I'm waiting to hold her up right now. I'll go back. I see that she's still on standby. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Don't be freaked out. Just know that you're being played like a deck of cards. That's why you need to shut your television off. That's how they're programming the people, is through the television set. It's not like there's anything good that they're promoting anyways. They're promoting nothing but a spirit of anti-Christ, anti-Americanism. They're creating an atmosphere of what? Globalism. You shouldn't be freaked out. Patriots aren't freaked out. Christians aren't freaked out. Conservatives aren't freaked out. They're supposed to be the solid people that have their feet on the ground that can give the answers to those that are freaked out. We got Margie calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you?
Well, I just wanted to add to it, Bradley. You know, this is all by design, as we talked about before, hurting God's world, God's people, God's children. And it's done by the Satanists, which the Grammys, again, just proved it over and over again, as you posted. But they, this part of this predictive programming, from what I've learned, is that they want to tell you what they're going to do because they believe it relieves them of any guilt or any, you know, I don't know what the other word would be other than guilt.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, well, that was just my point.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure exactly where we were going to that, Margie.
Yeah,
but you're exactly right. They want to predict it because then they feel that they're in control of the events. And I think that's the importance of letting the people know how they think that they're in control. Look what they're responsible for concerning these disasters that they're forecasting through predictive programming. I mean, the people have to understand at that point that they're the law and stand up against the people that are responsible for this, because this isn't just happening by chance. You've got to be out of your mind to think that. And by the way, the bad guys hope that you think it's just happening by chance. And that's how they have you under their control, under their thumb, per se. I'll give you the last word, Margie.
Well, and another thing, too, like that airplane was supposed to go down on a new runway, which was a last-minute decision, and they used symbolic numbers and symbolisms, like they did at the Grammy. 33, people need to keep their eyes open for the number 33 and 66.
Yeah.
The lane that they had them switch to was 33.
Yep. No, that doesn't surprise me.
So there are all sorts of signs out there.
Absolutely. Thank you for the phone call, 281-845-4704. Let me just say this. Here's Christianity for you. Don't live your life where you're worried about what the bad guys are doing. Let the bad guys worry about how you're living your life in Christ. That is, perspectively speaking, scripturally to a T, not the other way around. The church should be leading the narrative here, not the bad guys. I'm just trying to show you the offenses in hopes that you'll rise up lawfully in dealing with those that are responsible for creating these narratives and these predictive programmings that they're predicting, right? It's not that they're predicting anything. They're creating the outcomes.
But it's one that came to a lot of fans' minds in light of recent events. Another screenshot that you've probably seen involves the episode Marge in Chains, since some fans are saying it predicted the COVID-19 pandemic. But let's take a closer look, because while it does have some similarities to real-world events, it isn't a perfect prediction, and here at Screen Rant, we strive for perfection. In the episode, the hot new item is called a juice loosener, and they're shipped to Springfield from Osaka, Japan. Unfortunately, a new flu strain is transported along with the products and is
okay,
unleashed
upon... Okay,
so
friends, what I'm going to do for the sake of time, we're already 17 minutes over. We broadcast in 160 cities, friends. With that, all of you newcomers, do join us tomorrow from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. And on Saturdays, that's 5 days a week. And on Saturdays, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. And if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. The lines will be open tomorrow. I'll be back with you in 23 hours. And we'll get to whatever topics come our way over the next couple hours, or should I say the next 23 hours, to say the least, right? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Again, we will talk to you in just 23 hours. By the way, new people, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. You'll find articles. You'll also find our social media platforms there as well. Also, go over to our store, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And please share these videos with the people, friends, because we're going and we're under heavy suppression and censorship by big tech companies. Because we're showing you and we're giving you information that makes men free, not the other way.